I'm sure you all have showed you a Claire with send message, Claire Nigail. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, Claire Nigail, which is bilingual. And in it you'll hear the English language, a song genius, Nishu Clash Nigilg. And in it too you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinia de Mera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. A spanach the durish. Recently we heard of the war of words about the naming of a vessel for the Isle of Man Steam Packing Company in 1905 as the Viking. I'm sure all parties were happy when, in 1908, the next vessel was named the Ben Machree. To Count Dracula, in Ingale, Jonathan Harker, astride a chamer an egger, as high in chuj smuje ursha rosh medenke rish. But Jonathan Harker forced the chamber to dare as less than a skeleton orgy as imidy lioran subverls the chamber lio shore. Musically, we look to the 17th of March, La Elia Farig, the feast day of St. Patrick. St. Patrick wasn't Irish, he wasn't a Gael, but he's the patron saint of Ireland, so we'll celebrate with music from Ireland. And where better to start than with this exquisite setting of the words of St. Patrick himself? Dasiu geistiach rish radio vanning stasiu na nasiun, bis gul ar sgiliena was dulish, Ellen Fanning.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me from all who shall wish me ill, afar and anear. Thank you.
The words written by St. Patrick, The Deer's Cry, a beautiful setting of it by Sean Davey and sung by Rita Connolly. Here in the island, Archibald Knox made a wonderful visual setting of those words. The third vessel for the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company to bear the name Ben Machree was built by Vickers, Son and Maxim of the Naval Construction Works in Barrow-in-Furness. We're turning to the Isle of Man Times for an article which has the headline, quite a long one, Launch of the Ben Machree. Magnificent spectacle. Mrs. J.T. Cowell names the fastest channel steamer. Luncheon and presentations. Steam Packet Company's winter quarters. Full and descriptive report. The article includes a history of the Steam Packet Company and its vessels before we get on to this particular occasion. The absence of a special boat, it says, necessitated the journey to the scene of operations being made via Liverpool. On board, we noticed of the party Mr. D. Maitland, chairman of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. Well, this was Dalrymple Maitland, MHK, later SHK. And then is mentioned Miss Woodhead. You may remember that it was she who'd launched the Viking on Tyneside in 1905. Aha, Zeshen, force master na Lioraned, Fibai. Ach, sein dat gin avrach de kinjach. Tar merem, va fiskurich thou de vel de chiver eru. Gawi graim marai, as heishen stjach se chamer nebu. Ball huur mi shiver Fibai bastel, erlu a woord. Ren and Count Rish shir a lestial a hon heen. Ernod rawe yng ngoel gynair chaws fe yr sŵl fe yn tai. Ach fe na hai mo rene yn ni rosien, as fe goel cawag chaws fe mi gi. Lwg shiver, ren mi smwgl mo ren mi yn ni rosien, as chani yn cawt merym. Goel cawag, as corfeisn dy chwliw chwsiod o'ch pech yr mi shilton, ŵr ŵr. Geni mi dy rawe chit dy fe ffyr anmach dy jarw. Ach, hardwt mi feg, nod yr aw y cadl y liawr je, niartach y mi. Ach, ydod mi cwrsia eniacht yn y ffwryd fys chit slai caws tyn madr yn chit. Fys gwrs, yn ach dega, cadda yn taida. Christy Moore has a couple of songs about a completely spurious family history of St. Patrick. This is Patrick Was a Gentleman, after which we hear Irvine's polka, as one of the musicians with him here is Andy Irvine.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people, built a church in Dublin town and on it burned a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, his aunt was in the Shockness Sea, his uncle was a Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high, and so's the hill of Hotser. There's a hill much higher, still much higher, nerd about, sir. On the top of this high hill, St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of Ayrton's Isle where dirty vermin musters. There he bunned a deer 4 foot, then he murdered them in clusters. The toads went pop and the frogs went hop, stop, dash into the water. The snakes come into suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blue, which armed with sweet discourses, dined in them and killed the loo and soups and second courses. The blind worms crawl and in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell, he changed their situation. No wonder then the miry sled should be so gay and frisky. Sure old pal, she taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder then the saint himself should understand distilling. His mother came to sheep in shop near the town of Enniskillen. Was I but so fortunate as to be back in Munster, I'd be bounded from the ground and never more would Munster. There St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and pretties, pigs go lore, my grandma store, altar boys and ladies.
Christy Moore, and a decidedly odd song about St. Patrick. There'll be another one later. To slai greid a fel fully vis foda uns red a vesh, gedden bes egen chochleg as a vadran, ne eg cadder and tider. Fully pecher be, treski, as morda pecher gotch uns culina coramega, as the keel chionit jeger in chochleg shos an erach, a chrel de shigger. Doltajimach hielschen gerem a chelly, chit nis leshbingus erskin cajinus, trud air clear of ori. Renan count Dracula, lima sus nechiadu, as durte, kama, shenan mor a rish, creho gerach as tammy de ligadutch ve air harsh, chafoda, signedut cor air de cholortus machion and cheer vin noem sarsen, ve slew simoil, noch jinnum gerudan act and treg getlach shine. As slash chroma curt oil, dagger me the tavi. Hi, Miss Jackals, my chamber heen, as hiar me rulliad in the curtain, a chrau mona the chorgale day, van onyagem fosler er a close, as had dot me fagin veg a chleachus che a spare ver biocha. Miss Woodhead was Mary Susanna Woodhead, the niece and housekeeper of the steam packet chairman, Dalrymple Maitland. She was a lady of private means and known for her philanthropy, including later the upkeep of the Dalrymple Chapel in Union Mills. She kept house up the Trollope Lane. Others in the party mentioned here were Mr. and Mrs. W. A. Hutchinson. William Arthur Hutchinson was also living in Union Mills and also an MHK and director of the Steam Packet Company. Mr. C. W. Hughes Games was there. He was Cyril Tomlinson Wynne Hughes Games, and he was an advocate and vicar general and MLC. There's Mr. W. H. Walker. He was the Liverpool accountant who came to the island and set up to audit the government's accounts as well as those of other leading firms. We then have Mr. J. M. Cruikshank, the High Bailiff of Ramsey, after whom the corner is named. And finally here, there's a much fuller list later, Mr. F. Edmondson of the Manx Electric Railway and Mr. E. T. Kizik of the Isle of Man Railway Company. Jig, known as the Knights of St. Patrick. It was played there by Andrew McNamara on accordion. Andrew is from Tulla in County Clare. Orla Harrington played the fiddle, and she's originally from County Clare, but she's been living in Paris and teaching Irish music and dance there. Jim Higgins on percussion was originally from County Galway. Showdew, Stashun and Ashun, Radio Vanning. A Shea Claire Nigale, Miss Guller Skeliena. Mish, Robert Katine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The party duly arrived in Barrow, and they took the opportunity to go and see what is termed in a subheading here, the Steam Packet Company's Winter Quarters. That which had the most interest for us, says the article, was the Ramsden Dock, which, within the last several years, has become the winter quarters of the greater portion of the fleet of the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. There we saw the Empress Queen, behind her the Queen Victoria, with the present greyhound of the fleet, the Viking, alongside. Of course, we're back again to this vessel launched by Miss Woodhead on the Tyne in 1905. While further behind again lay the Mona and the Mona's Queen, side by side. A little later, under the subheading Visit to the Builders, the article goes on, the Manx colony, for it numbers some hundreds now in Barrow, were fully alive to the importance of the occasion. Beautifully fine weather prevailed, and early preparations were visible. Masaw hiarn mi dunt na curtain and reish, as tammy a scrither mach and lair shaw. An hachtu lai mi balden, gau mi toiach der wei burrig chaws o mi skriws yn yw'r sio, dyr am mi chyt dy wei sgelia mach rawr. Ach, nish, smile am dyr am mi chyt der na min ffoint yn fain toiach, er no dy fel rydynach o cwech mych yw'n y fol sio, as yw tonson, na fod yn mach eniach dyn iaw eisach. Salium, dyr raw mi yw'n sawtius, chaw mwy jay. Na raw mi ryw jyt. Fyddi dy fel yn bes ddi sio dyn y warm, ach dy raw sy'n olyw. Dy bech pech bi o'n dy lordrys, ffodd ym syrle, a chynel pech bi o'n. Chynel ach yn cawntem dy lordrys, as eisyn. Tami ffo al, dy fel mis hun yn un anem bio chawstai jyn fôl. Lyg daw greu Sean's ffogl cadjyn, chwys y sienr y unw, rair nichyn. Ni a cwna dy chwmwl sws mi, a sain dy siltyn ys gyn roi gyn smach onym. Doch ys lyng nef ffarig, our hope is St. Patrick, and here we hear the Irish Symphony Orchestra and Chorus.
Thank you.
The Irish Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, Dáchas Linn Naoimh Pádraig, Our Hope is St. Patrick. Mavishen Morte, Bim Kalt. Ligdau Grecia Lirach, Anach Tami, Ne Gian de Ve. Charen mi cadla ochrish urna gaetre hai mi de lai, as lesh enyachtan na dod mi cadla na soja, diri mi. Va mi achrocha sus me gles veri lioris an unyag, as va mi cat dang ol toyach der bera. Dol tajimach, djeni mi lau me gilan, as gil mi corre an chount greirum, mor am I. Ren mi musta, no de duga yindus orum na rau mi nagane. A fed yr aw sgen y gles goesdiach y'ch clen siem yr tiaw chwnw jim. Os mwsta fa mi a iar am i hi'n began, a chyrym i gol tas dy dje ag y tre sian. Lwg da cwr ffreg y de banach dy chant, chi'n dem i gys y gles rys dy un yn acht fa marn ys em. A chi'r tio, cha dod marn ys fe on. Nod yr aw yn dynia ffag ys daw ys, dod mi ffag yn ei harys my gilyn. The Alaman Steam Packet Company's flag, reports the Alaman Times, floated from the top of the town hall, and the steamers in the Ramsden dock were gaily decorated with a full display of flags and bunting. There's another subheading, a sight of the Ben Machree. After a tour of the tremendous joiner's shop and the many other departments of construction, a visit was paid to the Ben Machree. The first view of her from a distance is generally, in reference to her magnitude, disappointing. It's not till the bow is passed and the eye travels from one end to the other that the vast dimensions of the Ben Machree are understood. The line, though long, is graceful and elegant, not being interrupted by those hideous accompaniments to the other steamers, paddle boxes. Having glanced at the outside of the ship, we ascended her side and stood on her deck. The impressions of fragility and lightness were at once strengthened. Luke Kelly invites us to come to the bower now, where Brian chased the Dane and St. Patrick the Virgin.
Will you come to the bower or the free boundless ocean where stupendous waves roll in thunder and motion, where the mermaids are seen and the wild tempest gathers to love there in the green, the dear land of our fathers? Will you come, will you, and the storied black water where old Roe met Monroe and his chieftains that slaughter, where the lambs sport and play on the mossy all over, from those bright golden views to enchanting Rosthever. Will you come, see Dublin City and the fine groves of Blarney, the Banpoint, the Pillar and the lakes of Killarney. You can ride on the tide or the broad majestic Shannon. You can sail round Loch Ness and see storied Dungannon. Will you come, will you come to the bower? Visit New Ross, Gallant, Wexford and Gorey, where the green was last seen by proud Saxon and Tory. Where the soil is sanctified by the blood of each true man, where they died satisfied their enemies they would not run from. Will you come, will you come to the bower? Will you come and awake our dear land from its slumber? Fetters we will break, links that long have encumbered, and the air will resound with hosannas to greet you. On the shore will be found gallant Irishmen to meet you. Will you come, will you come to the bower?
Look, Kelly, come to the bower. The masts, continues the report, even close to them, appear slender to insecurity. There's nothing to excite surprise so much as the general variance of the appearance of the actual ship with the preconceived ideas of its size and strength. And after a general inspection, no one, after viewing the saloons, but must be struck with the extent and completeness of the accommodation which the Ben Machree affords. The vessel was designed and built for the Liverpool and Isle of Man service. It's only consistent with the past history of the steam packet company that the new vessel should be required to maintain in service a speed of 24 knots. This will be the third turbine steamer on the Isle of Man service, the others being the Viking and the Manxman. But these vessels don't exceed 22.5 knots in service, and at present 24 knots is a very exceptional speed in channel service, and has only been excelled on the ocean by the Mauritania and Lusitania. Ach, heraw sgen jesach les! Van clen chamer chow hulu jim gol tashbina, a charaw mona jay dunyon, lima jim peen. Hug shaw grain orm, as les shaw erskin chwilin rid quech, for goil tayach der mudacha, an enyach dun yaw bachtel dun yaw esh tem de kinjach, tretan count fair. Ach egen shalid shen, honik me der rowan ag liga fool began, as the rowan fool Sheila Herrish must meggle. Hug me sheesan razor, as mo ren mi shen, chyn de mi lie red me geet de chyra grey ma geniach. Tre honig a count me eddin, ren the sulian eg a las de les sors de ye mus yowlach, as the dot tajimach, hug ee ber goil graim je me scorrach. Chiar mi a shul, as ren a lau benten rishi yield a chruninen reeve an crucifix kionalt. Hug ee koch lai chalirach erno de jach sha je mus hubiu, scorn dot mi crell de rawi riu on.
Thank you.
That's from an album called Let's Have Another Genenum. The tunes are computer-produced, based on 23,000 transcriptions put into it, and the tunes are, of course, Genenum, nameless, but played by the O'Connell family and friends. Stasiun yn asiun, sian dy jaru, Radio Fanning. Asun sio, tasiw geisiach, rys Claire Nigel. Meryn Pyn, Robert Cadyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Gaw cyrraeol, dwrthau, gaw cyrraeol, genach, taw giaru hyn. Ten y smwd angerach na taw smwnion sy'n tîr sio. Eish, gaw ei greim gen i'ch les feri ys hae air. A sio yn ryd custa ta nynw yn gil. She cowra fiadach ei, jay fardelus denia, machlesh. As ei fosla yn unia cromlesh, untarn jay'n law atchimach ega, chiawe mach eglesh, fa brish ons tausen smuren, nai clan the close for the foin. Esh, haia mach gin fogel. Svi vorach ei, erno na velmi tigl anach fodum bera, limage lesh ma askan urda, na lesh bun the fot berry, vista ech oil as main. Tre hai mi stiach sa chamber vi, va an jil gin derlu, a chadod mi feddan an count bowler bi. Ma so, gau mi an jil ma lumagan. Squech ein avel mi nag an chouds nish, an count gin a gyu. Son shigar as tain a wunya fin yau chajin. The Annaman Times gives us more of an overview now. Another outstanding feature in connection with the Ben Machree is the extent of the passenger accommodation. She'll carry 2,500 passengers, and as everything has been done to conduce to seaworthiness, steady running and reliability, as well as comfort and speed, there's a certainty that in the season this accommodation will be severely taxed. The Ben Machree is 40 feet longer, 4 feet broader, and will carry 550 more passengers than the Viking, besides being quite 2.5 miles per hour faster. And so now to the launch. At about 1:15, the directors and guests assembled. Being the dinner hour of the employees, thousands of them gathered to witness the ceremony. At this time, hundreds of men were engaged preparing for the ceremony and removing all except the vital parts that prevented the ship making her way down the slide. Coolay in Slieve Luchra in County Cork is where Padder O'Riordan leads a choir, the Cor Coolay, and here they sing words by Donal O'Leahoin, set to music by Padder O'Riordan.
Oh.
A song in praise of Naoimh Pádraig, St Patrick, the Cor Chuaillé and Padre O'Riordan. Back to the article, the ceremony of launching the magnificent steamer was gracefully performed by Mrs. Cowell, wife of Mr. J.T. Cowell, Vice Chairman of the Steam Packet Company. Towering above the platform was the stem of the Ben Machree, and suspended from it by a coloured ribbon was a bottle of champagne. At 1:25 p.m, amid the cheers of thousands of employees, Mrs. Cowell smashed the bottle of champagne against the stem of the vessel, at the same time exclaiming, "Success to the Ben Machree!" She then took a stand at the table and, on the given signal, pulled the lever which released the guillotine and severed the rope suspending the weights, which knocked away the remaining dogshaws. Immediately there was a tremendous crash, and amid renewed cheering, the vessel began to slowly move down the slip. Each second she gathered momentum and dashed into the water at a greater speed than has often been witnessed. Lugan Gil ran me ronsacha beggan sa chastel, hae me mach na grishan, as hur mi shema as riert me yas, si yinda sach van riert, as vain volv am mi machiadu, va de chulio ched a yin air. Tan castell an ir or jay einan aglach, Oddus clach tushum vain unyug, tushum tausen traig in benten rishbeg. Chowdus oddus shilia roshan, tam moor the vir viljan glada, as nishas rish scort down red to charvelon. Unshaws unshen, ta snayan ergidon, red to na awinan, cadda uns breden down trud na kailjan. Ach, an el criem da chorkunta jaelid, son looked out fagin a reert, Ren mi ronsach yn y soja. Dorysyn, dorysyn, dorysyn dy chwliw ôl, as ulyw fo glas as boltyd. Chanel ons bol erbi ar limaj ei fain o onygan ons bolach yn y chastiol, bolach mach rych edyn. Se prisunt yn castiol dy ffyr, as mish, mo frisunach. This is the second song by Christy Moore with an unlikely history of St. Patrick, telling of St. Patrick's arrival.
You heard of St. Denis of France, he never ridden much for to brag, and you heard of St. George and his lance, who killed the old heathenish dragon. The sense that the Welshman and Scot are a couple of pentiful pipers might just as well go to pot when compared to the patron of vipers, St. Patrick of Ireland and Madeira. He sailed to the Emerald Isle on a lump of a paving stone mounted, bet the steamboat be a mile, which mighty good sailing was counted. Says he, the salt water, I think, has made me unmerciful thirsty. Bring me a flagon to drink, to wash down the mullagrub's bursty of drink that is fit for a saint. He preached then with wonderful force, the ignorant natives a-teaching, with pints washed down each discourse. Says he, I detest your dry preaching, the people in wonderment struck, at a pastor so pious and civil, exclaimed, we're for you in the owl book, we'll heave our blind gods to the divil, who dwells in hot water below. Distinguished our worshipful man went to visit an elegant fellow whose practice each cool afternoon was to get most delightfully mellow. That day with a barrel of beer he was drinking away with abandon. Says Patrick, it's grand to be here, I drank nothing to speak of since landing. Give me a pull from your pot. Well, he lifted the pewter and squirt. Believe me, I tell you it's no fable, a gallon he drank from the quart. Left it back full on the table, a miracle everyone cried. All took a pull on the stingo, they were mighty good hands at that thread. They drank till they fell, yet be jingo, the pot still froth o'er the brim. Next day said the host, it's a fast, and they've nothing to eat but cold mutton. And Fridays would make such repast, except an unchristian like glutton. Says Pat, stop this nonsense, I beg, what you tell me is nothing but gammon. And the host, he brought down the lamb's leg, Pat ordered it turn into salmon, and the leg most politely complied.
this a buzz long ago, how the snakes in the manor must antic. He marched to the county Mayo, ordered them all into the Atlantic, hence never use water to drink. The people of Ireland determined, with mighty good reason I think, for paprikas filled it with vermin, and snakes and such other things. He was as fine a man as you'd meet from Fairhead to Kilcrumper, though under the sod he is laid. Let's all drink his health in a bumper. I wish he was here that might last. He might by art magic replenish, since he is not, why you lass. Me old song must come to a finish, because all the liquor is gone.
Christy Moore telling us all about St Patrick's arrival. Ta shenach o'r reshyn gus jenna na chab dyl jain lor epistolach sio Dracula lioris Bram Stoker. Ach na iau gyda fel sy'n er tigol taiach dyn ar cyd er cab dyl tri ffos sy'n lior le Jonathan Harker fys goler. It would seem, says the Isle of Man Times, that the basin wasn't big enough and that she would ground on the further side. But immediately the drags came into play, and she was soon brought to a standstill, and a friendly tug took her in charge and brought her round to another part of the yard for completion. The launch was voted one of the most successful in the experience of the officials of the yard. And the Ben Machree was launched in Barrow on Monday the 23rd of March 1908. As a sent as energit gus geran clair shorish, we close with music by the Bothy Band as they say farewell to Erin, slán the hiaran. Stay tuned for 2 hours of the best chill-out music with Chris Pearson between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and at nine it's time to welcome Judith Lay to ease your way into Sunday morning. Ach, Shenanish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Crieriu, as Orserie, as my Yerian Shedule.